Okay, I'm going to do Pulsating Clouds' questionnaire here. Or rather, Pulsating Clouds, with his accent. It might help if I had the questions in my face. Okay. How are you right now? I'm good. My feet are a little cold. I'm kind of hungry because I forgot to eat. I kind of want some ham, but I didn't buy any today, so. Yeah, other than that, I'm good. I did some getting some writing done. I got some work done, and am I answering this wrong? Is it supposed to be like, how am I in life right now? Or am I being too superficial? That's not how I took it. When answering a questionnaire, do you do your answers blindly or do you have them ready? I go in blind for two reasons. One, it's just more fun to do that, and it's more candid. And if I don't like what I say, I just won't post it. Two, I'm just lazy. Like, I barely even use a computer these days. I just do everything on my phone. That's why my audios are so crappy, because I don't edit or layer or anything. I just don't have time. Well, I probably do have time. I'm just too lazy, I guess. It's too bad because I have a phone that really would let me do that if I could figure it out, but I don't know. Number three. What was your first submitted work to GWA? The first one I recorded one and then I only showed a couple of people because I was really embarrassed. I was like, ugh, is anyone gonna like this? So I uploaded it to Soundgasm and just like left it there public. And people found it and listened to it, but I didn't post it. But the one that I actually posted, like on purpose, I think the forbidden date, because I thought that was a little, it was easier to read through, and I don't know. So, was I proud of it? I don't know. I don't really listen to my audios. I find that very uncomfortable. I get a lot of good feedback, but people are probably just being nice. I don't know. Yeah. What is something in life that you never thought would happen? Well, I think the obvious answer is writing a offshoot of a kind of a adult subreddit, I guess. That seems too easy. I should think of something, dig a little deeper, huh? I don't know. I mean, I've been to a lot of really cool places and I'm very lucky to have been able to do that. So I probably never thought that I would be able to be so well traveled. And by well traveled, I mean like Western countries. I mean, I'm paying for it now, certainly, loans and stuff, but I don't regret it at all. I've learned so much. And I've made a lot of friends around the world, and that's just the lifestyle that I want. So, I'll probably never like settle down and buy a house. I'll probably just continue renting houses and stuff because I just don't know. I mean, I don't know, I just want to experience much as much as I can, and I digress. How old were you when you first fell in love with someone, and how did it feel? I was 16, I think. I never actually, we never actually dated. I just kind of, I mean, as an adult, I sit here as an adult and I can tell you legitimately I was in love with this person. It wasn't just a little crush. So, it is possible to be in love at 16, and I was. So it felt terrible because he was a lot older than me and it was just one of those things where we weren't even like friends. I don't even know why I had a crush on him or loved him. I can't remember why. I just remember he was really cool and like smart and but I definitely admired him from afar. Like, he barely knew who I was, but I knew him just, you know, from watching him and being kind of friends with some of his friends. Yeah, that sounds a little creepy, but moving on. What is one of your biggest fears? And tell us a story you have experiencing it. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is I have a very irrational fear of moths. Moths, yes. So there's something about, like, I know they're not going to harm me. I know that they're not dangerous. I just have this fear of them flying in my face and like getting their like moth dust in my eyes and stuff, and it's just really creepy. And actually, this was recently. I mean, I have a lot of worse stories I could tell, but this is the most recent one that happened. I was visiting my best friend in Colorado, and I was helping her rearrange her living room, and we moved her TV stand aside, and there was this massive, like, chunky brown, like, monstrosity of a moth. Like, it was the size of my hand. I mean, I do have small hands, but it was like the size of a deck of cards. It was so disgusting and completely out of my this was out of my control, my reaction. I just started shrieking and running around, like, the living room in circles, like, being completely, completely just crazy. And I ended up, like, in the middle of the room, like, with a blanket over my head while they figured a way to get it out of the house. But it was, yeah, it was not pretty. Do you think you've heard the best music you have? Or that some unknown track is out there to blow your mind? Of course. I don't think it's a matter of, like, being better. It's just something new, which in a sense makes it better for a little while. And then, so I don't think that there's anything better out there, but I certainly think there's wonderful things to be written, and I can't wait to experience them. Yeah, sorry about the knuckle cracking. So, I don't think that there's something yet to be experienced that's, you know, going to surpass any talent that I've witnessed, but yeah. At what point did your favorite TV series become your favorite TV series? I don't even know what my favorite TV series is. I'm not really into TV right now. What TV series do I like? I don't even know. Dexter? I think you know pretty much right away that a TV series is going to blow your mind. With Dexter, that was pretty obvious right away. Yeah, sorry. This is what happens when you don't prepare. What is a weird, pointless talent that you have? How did you discover it? I have a lot of weird, pointless talents. Like, with my voice, I can do a lot of weird things. Like, I can make funny sound effects and stuff. I won't do it because I just won't do it right now. But I can make, like, funny zombie noises or, like, purring and growling. I'm pretty good at mimicking accents, or supposedly, I don't know. I think those are pretty useless for me right now because it's not like I earn money doing it, so, yeah. How many of these questions do you think you've answered on other questionnaires? I don't think any of them. They're all pretty new. Bonus, if you're recording an audio, perform one of your favorite parts from a film. Don't mention the film so we can guess. Okay, this will be probably really easy, but let's see. Should I go for like the obvious, like 80s cult? Because that'll be really easy. Oh gosh, this is like right up my alley too. Okay. I do have a test today. That isn't bullshit. It's on European socialism. I mean, what's the point? I'm not European. I don't plan on being European. So who gives a crap if they're socialists? They could be fascist anarchists. It still wouldn't change the fact that I don't own a car. Thank you very much.